All right, it is time to go back to New York, and that is to bring in Alex Pavlovich, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Alex, good morning. What is the scene at Yankee Stadium this morning?
I'm still for that you just traded Brett Hill.
Yeah, I did. Where are you going to put him?
Okay.
Where are you going to put Brett Hill?
I don't know. Chasing left-handers off the bench.
All right. No, I said, look, yeah, if you want to do that, if they could commit to him to be that guy off the bench. He didn't do very well pinch hitting this year. If they think he can do it, I'm all for it. But he's got to have a role. He just can't sit around.
I think they would like to, you know, and hitting a homer off of Paco Rodriguez is a pretty good start. But back to your original question, it's pretty cool, actually. They have a stage set up in center field. Metallica is going to be here today. And big crowds outside, big crowds inside right now. They're giving stuff away and kind of feels a little bit like a playoff game.
Yeah, what are they giving away?
I think a signed photo. I'm not sure. We usually don't get them until later in the game, but I know there were huge crowds outside. I think they're giving away a signed Rivera photo. Obviously, he didn't sign all of them, but some sort of promotional day here. Yesterday was Rivera Bear Day, so it's been, you know, a way to get people out here. I don't know if they had to, but it's been fun.
Yeah, it is. You know, listening to the Giant fans over at Citi Field, Infinities and all that, I know they put them in the upper reaches of the ballpark, the Bob Uecker seats. But do the Giant fans make a presence in Yankee Stadium, too?
You know, they did the first night a little bit. The last 2 days, it's been a little bit different just because it's weekend games. And obviously, a lot of people here will use their seats for those games and then bring their kids. And, you know, today, just looking around, I see very few Giants fans. I imagine this was a tough ticket to get. You know, a lot of people, I'm sure, have been here. I know they were here on Thursday at Citi Field and then here on Friday at Yankee Stadium. So I'm sure a lot of people are heading back right now and getting ready to start the work week in San Francisco.
All right. Hey, Alex Pavlovich is with us. You talked to Posey after the game yesterday. What Posey sort of indicated maybe he's a little worn down, and I talked about this on the post game, going all the way back to 2010 and the injury. Is life catching up with him a little bit?
You know, it's not something he'll admit, and it's not something that the Giants will admit, and we just asked Bruce Bochy about it, and he said he thought Buster came in great shape this year, and I felt the same way. I thought in spring training at the beginning of the year, he looked great. He definitely was moving well and showed no signs. I know we all wrote it early in the year how amazing it was that this guy just continues to show no signs of the fact that he had a pretty significant injury that threatened his career. But, you know, it's natural. It's been a long season. He's been out there a lot. They played a lot of long, long games because of kind of the way the pitching's gone and some of these innings that have been extended by errors and defensive miscues. So they played longer games than normal, and Buster, I think, had to carry a pretty heavy load in the first half and just wasn't able to answer the bell the way he did in the second half last year. So I think it's natural for a catcher, and that is why a lot of times there's discussion about maybe moving him away from the position down the line just so you have him, you know, a little bit more fresh. But he said yesterday he'll do a better job this offseason. And I don't think he did anything wrong last offseason or the one before, certainly. But he knows now what it's like to try to get through a grind like this. He's done it twice now or three times now. And I think he'll be pretty well prepared next year to try to get through the whole season.
Yeah, that's called life experience. Even for baseball players, you have to figure out how to do it. Looking at the ball club, and I look at Sanchez behind the plate, I look at Posey behind the plate, do these guys get hit a lot? I mean, do other teams get hit as much as these guys behind the plate?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch as much of other teams as obviously as I do of the Giants, and I don't watch a whole lot of baseball. Usually they're playing when we're out there, so I'm not sure. Hector especially just seems to be a magnet for the ball. It's a little ridiculous. You know, it's something where I know people have blamed him for a lot of things, but you can't blame a guy for that. The ball's coming back at you. Usually these deflections are coming back around 100 miles per hour, so there's really nothing he can do. And he took a couple good shots the other day, and I know sometimes it's slow to get up, but he always gets back up, and he's always okay the next day. So, you know, he's held up pretty well, and I know Buster is. He took some shots earlier this year, and obviously he hurt the finger in early September. But right now he said he feels good, and I think with the week left, those guys are in pretty good shape heading into the offseason.
Well, I'll tell you, there's stats on everything, and I guarantee you someone's going to come with a stat on how many times the Giant catchers get hit as opposed to other people. I'll guarantee you there's a stat. There's a UZR rating somewhere on that.
And, Yeah, I doubt there's anybody in the majors who gets hit more than Hector does.
Right. I want you to find this. You know, get online. I want you to report back on this. We're going to give you an assignment here. All right. You guys talked to Bochy this morning. I talked about it last night on the show. Vogelsong, I'm not sure we need to see him again for various reasons. 186 miles an hour on the fastball doesn't help. But can Barry Zito maybe slip in and take Vogelsong's next start?
I think Barry Zito will slip in. I think we'll see him next week, and I think it'll be in Petit's spot. I don't think it'll be in Vogelsong's spot. You know, I think with a lot of these guys, obviously the Bumgarner and Kane, you know who you have, and Timmy, you know who you have now. I think with Petit and Vogelsong, they've probably seen enough to know how they want to proceed going forward in the offseason and into next year and some of those decisions they have to make. So, you know, I think it probably comes down to Ryan's the guy who's been here longer, and Ryan is the guy who he really would like to get out there and keep trying to figure this out. He said yesterday he's not distraught or anything. He's still trying to learn, and he said it's been a learning experience for him. So I think push comes to shove, they're much more likely to throw Ryan back out there I do think we'll see Zito again. I think it'll be for Yusmero, though. So I guess that'll make today his last start.
Okay. All right. Good point. Now we'll work with that. And you bring up a good point about Vogelsong. You know, he did have the game against the Pirates. You know, he has had a couple of good games, just the last few. He can't get past the third, fourth, or fifth inning. And the fastball is 86. But, I mean, how do you explain it? I mean, how is that explained? What does he say about it?
You know, I think he's a little baffled at times by some of the struggles. And the thing for him is he said he's had some issues just kind of being as mentally locked in as he was last year and the year before. And obviously anybody who's watched him the last 3 years knows this is a guy who is as intense as it gets. And really that's part of his game, being locked in, knowing the pitches and knowing where he wants to go and then executing. And he's had some trouble executing those pitches and left a few balls up here and there. I do think, as much as he doesn't want to talk about it and the Giants don't want to talk about it, I think for him physically this year was just too much with Brian. He did the World Baseball Classic and you know, that did start his season early. I know I talked to him in December and he had already started working out a little bit earlier than he usually does. And that'll have an effect later in the year. And then obviously getting hurt, as much as he says it's back to 100% and maybe that finger is just along for the ride, it's going to be an adjustment period, and it cost him a big chunk of this season. And he's the guy who in the past has kind of increased his velocity as the season has gone on and just wasn't able to do that this year. So physically, I think it was a really rough season for him. And obviously, mentally, he's had to go through a lot. I do think he'll be much better next year than he was this year. I don't know if he'll be here. I know he wants to come back, and they probably want him back maybe at a lower number than what the option is. But, yeah, I still think this is a guy who has a lot to offer.
Yeah, we said in spring training it's going to show up in August and September, and for him it did show up, but he had the injury, so we'll see. All right, the lineup is out. Juan Perez is in there. Adrianza is in there. These are two guys I like, and I want to see them play today in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, Adrianza especially is the guy who's come up here, and I'm looking at it right now. He's hitting 286, has had good at bats, hasn't looked overwhelmed. And some of the guys they've called up this year have looked overwhelmed at times. And I don't think you can put him in that category. And certainly a guy that Bruce Bochy has talked about a little bit in terms of just opening some eyes here. And they're going to need to fill bench spots next year. We've seen a lot of different guys on the infield, a lot of guys in the outfield. And you can't go out and as much as they want to improve the bench, you can't go out and spend all that money when you have to also try to re-sign Hunter Pence, try to re-sign Javier Lopez, maybe try to re-sign Lincecum and find a real left fielder. So you're going to have some guys here and there who are making the major league minimum. And I think Adrianza and Perez, those are the two to me that have kind of the last 2 weeks here taken advantage of the time they've gotten and showed that they can be candidates, at least going into next spring, to try to make the opening day roster.
Yeah, me too. Hey, have a great day today and a safe flight home, and we'll see you probably Tuesday night at the park. Will you be out there?
I will be there. I've got every game the rest of the way.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
We're finishing up here.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks again.
All right, Marty. Good talking to you.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich, Pavlovic. Boy, sophomore jinx, not for him. Rookie of the year last year. Right, Raf? No sophomore jinx for him. All right.